from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's a mindset. Can, when we put pads on, still play with a physicality and a personality, but still play with technique? And so that was the biggest thing, is the energy going to stay consistent, and can the technique stay where it needs to be?
It was a tough day of practice. It was a tough day of practice, but a good day of practice.
The Bills adding a safety, Kareem Jackson.
Jackson
signs a one-year deal with the Bills to help buffer the Mike Edwards injury.
Mike Danger.
Just been a joy, a treat to be able to watch these guys get after it every single day, and watching each position go through their own drill and their own paces before putting it all together on those 11-11 drills. It's been a lot of fun, and today's practice was no different.
Gene Battaglia.
I feel like we're part reporters here for the Bills, offering our opinions and what happened. I also feel like we're ambassadors for our hometown, right? We love Rochester. We want to show everything off, and we're certainly proud of the cuisine here.
It's garbage!
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We welcome you back in to the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia live from the campus of St. John Fisher University. Day 6 of Buffalo Bills training camp, and no shortage of storylines here surrounding the team. We're going to get to those in a little bit. We will also recap Joe Brady's press conference from before practice this morning. If you missed that, we'll have it for you here momentarily. SiriusXM NFL Radio's Jim Miller also stops by the Sports Bar before 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll get Jim Miller's thoughts on what he's seeing out of Josh Allen and where the Bills kind of fit in this division, because I think it's important that we kind of take a step back and listen to somebody who actually covers the league and covers the division. And are the Bills still the team? I think they are, but how close is that gap between the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins?
Before we get to Joe Brady, let's run through some camp headlines from today's practice. Day 6 of Buffalo Bills training camp here from St. John Fisher University. And after a Veterans Day rest, I think the headline from today's practice is Von Miller looks like Von Miller.
He was getting around the corner. He beat Spencer Brown. Another time got the Josh Allen. So do you need to see more? I mean, this is what we want to see out of Von Miller. Look, okay, I think that's enough. I mean, this is just my opinion here, that do we really need to see him out there in any of the three preseason games? The answer is no. Yeah. You don't need to. So Von Miller, who, yes, at the end of last season did some things, but by and large, 2023 was a disaster for Von Miller. You're hoping you get something out of the veteran.
Right. If the preseason is about evaluating what you have, I think you know what you have in Von Miller when he's healthy. And I'd rather see those reps go to a Smoot, see how he fits into this defense. More reps for Rousseau, more reps for Epineza, and of course some of the younger guys on the defensive line as well. And overall today, just good back and forth. You had the offense making some plays. You had the defense stepping up and making plays. We mentioned Von Miller. We saw Kyir Elam make a couple of plays. Keon Coleman going up against Kyir Elam in some one-on-ones. To the injuries. Now, we knew that Mike Edwards was going to miss time week to week with his hamstring injury. We also knew that yesterday, Ty Johnson was down for a good couple of minutes before leaving the field. Ty Johnson's dealing with a hamstring injury, was not on the practice field today. Chase Claypool also missed today's session. He's still dealing with his toe injury. Lineman Mike Edwards remains in concussion protocol. But from today's practice and seen leaving practice with his arm heavily wrapped after practice, rookie safety Cole Bishop,
Yeah, hard to say the extent of that injury, but let's take a step back to what we, you know, we're teeing up there before, which is, hey, you brought in Kareem Jackson.
That's right.
Somebody who, as Matt Parrino pointed out, started 8 games with Denver. First-round pick, though, in the year 2010. Give him credit for being in this league that long. You're bringing in a veteran. I can't tell you, folks, that he's nothing more than a camp body at this point. But you need a body,
and Kareem Jackson gives you a little bit more than what you might have had, especially if Cole Bishop is to miss any time here with what looks like an arm injury. So we mentioned the Kareem Jackson signing from this morning. If you're coming out to practice, you can keep tabs on him. He's wearing number 27 for the Buffalo Bills. And we also had a little bit of a scare. Unfortunately, the Bills medical staff, as we all know, is top-notch. Alec Anderson ended up going to the hospital this afternoon with heat-related issues.
Yeah. Very cautious how they're terming it, but we all remember. I shouldn't say we all remember. It's been a number of years. I mean, it's been more than 2 decades now, but there was a Pro Bowl level guard, Corey Stringer, played for the Minnesota Vikings, and it was after a practice that he developed heat stroke. And then he died, and that really sent the whole league on its ear. It was a scary kind of time, and teams kind of had to reevaluate times they were practicing and heat indexes and everything. And the Bills were right on top of this today, so I don't think anybody has anything to worry about, but just kind of like, hey, you're a youth coach, high school coach, any coach at any level, this is something you have to monitor this time of year.
Yeah, and the reports are that Anderson is going to be released at some point this afternoon. So it's not that severe an injury, but enough to get him to the hospital, get pumped with some fluids. I have an observation. I think Brandon Bean, he was getting a call as he was wrapping up with us. I bet you that call was from Alec Anderson saying, hey, man, I'm good. You wanted to know how I am? I'm fine.
Well, what's funny is, like, he's got the same sort of watch, Brandon Bean, and you see, like, all of a sudden, like, it's got the green, it's got the red, and he's looking at his watch. I'm like, okay, do we need to take that? I mean, Brandon Bean was crying. Like, you listened to it. We're going to replay it for, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour. Just always class when Brandon Bean kind of stops by. But yeah, Brandon Bean, whoever that call was, he had to take it right away.
Yeah. So that was your kind of like your headlines from practice today. The heat was center stage. In fact, I don't think I saw a lot of as many fans in the stands today, or at least fans that were here early, maybe cut out a little bit early because that heat was quite exhaustive. During the practice this morning, the team gets a day off tomorrow. They return here to St. John Fisher for a practice Thursday morning, and that all leads up to the return of the blue and the red coming up Friday at Highmark Stadium.
Just one quick note. Steelers rookie wide receiver Roman Wilson, drafted in the third round, he was carted off today, apparent ankle injury.
Yeah, you hate to hear that. A couple of other NFL headlines. This one kind of staggered me a little bit. Rashad Penny has retired. Rashad Penny, former first-round pick of the Seattle Seahawks, 28 years old, and just had indicated how excited he was to play for Dave Canales in Carolina. He coached Penny when they were together in Seattle. Just 45 games played in his career, 11 starts for Rashad Penny, who unfortunately just couldn't stay healthy enough to stay on the field. And one other bit of news, come Thursday night, we'll have some exhibition action, the Hall of Fame game between the Bears and the Texans. And if you were wondering, like some Bears fans may be wondering, Caleb Williams will not be playing against the Texans. So it looks like the first glimpse we have of Caleb Williams
will be
in a hostile environment at Highmark Field, Highmark Stadium, on the 10th for the Bills preseason opener.
I want to say Perloff made a good point on Maggie and Perloff this morning. On that field in Canton, that, like, that investment, like, if you had to rank fields where you're kind of like, that has to be right up there.
Don't do it. So if you're tuning into that game hoping to see Caleb Williams, no, you won't. However, expect to see plenty of Bears backup quarterback Tyson Bagent, who one of my Bear fan buddies sent me a clip from Bagent, who had some time with the media and basically talked about a workout that he did. And Gino, just hearing this workout makes me want to pass out from exhaustion. Bagent did a burpee mile. He did a
burpee, like you're standing up, you squat, you kick your legs out, and then you stand up and
you jump, you go down, push up, up, jump, down, push up, up. But he did that for a mile with a broad jump in between each burpee. For a mile.
So that's how you're moving forward. That's
his, that's his workout. So burpee, broad jump, burpee, broad jump. And he does it for a mile. And he's sharing this with the media. And all I'm thinking to myself is, God, it's too bad this guy can't throw a football. Because he's a workout animal. He's a psycho. And if he could only throw a football, the Bears might actually have a diamond in the rough with a guy like Tyson Bagent. We saw plenty of him last year to know he's probably best suited as a backup, although mentally psychotic with his workouts.
You brought up Dave Canales.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a story out of Charlotte. We're not talking about Carolina Panthers football. And there's something I find very interesting. He's doing something, when I say is revolutionary, either it's revolutionary or he knows he's a dead man walking. His schedule. He is going to allow his coaches to go home at 5 o'clock every afternoon during the season. And then on Fridays, leave at 3 o'clock. And if they want to do the film work from home, they can do the film work from home. And when they ask, well, how are you going to get your film work in? Well, on Monday Night Football, I'll have Monday Night Football on. And if the kids are doing homework, I'll stay up on Monday night and get the game plan together. I'm like, wait a second. Either this is revolutionary that all of a sudden you're going to become the coach that every up-and-coming coach wants to work for because who wouldn't want that schedule? Or, danger, is it the opposite? This guy is such a jerk. I'm not going to burn an extra calorie here in Carolina working for Dave Tepper.
Yeah, what if it was Tepper that put it down? Hey, we're a corporation, and this is how corporations are run. You get to leave early on Fridays if you work for most corporations. You know, you have summer hours. You get to leave early. You know, we don't want you to work more
than
8 hours.
That is not the NFL.
I know it's not
the NFL. That's not the NFL.
But that's the corporate world, and that's what Dave Tepper might be comfortable with.
I think I was under the impression that this is Canales calling the shot there.
Dave Canales, part of the all-neck team, too, by the way. Really strong neck. Who was the quarterback that had the neck?
Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Davis Mills. Yeah. Probably like all neck.
Glennon, Mills, Canales. Top three. Great.
Merton Hanks.
Merton Hanks is in the hall. Okay.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah, the GOAT. He's the OG. But those three currently, I don't know, is Mills still in the NFL or did he get out? Davis Mills. Glennon is out. We know that. But Canales, great neck. All neck team. And not working a lot of hours in Carolina, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. When I pull up Davis Mills, there's the neck.
That neck is spectacular. Look at that thing. You put that next to Mike Glennon, next to Dave Canales, that is a powerful all-neck team. Love that.
They're head and shoulders above the rest of the division.
See what you did there, Gino. Nice job. Joe Brady spoke with the media before practice today. If you missed it, here are some of the comments from the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator here on the
field. You know, it's a mindset. For offensive line, for running backs, you go all off season and you're in short and shorts, and you know that's not how the game of football is played. And so, when we put pads on, still play with a physicality and a personality, but still play with technique? And so that was the biggest thing. Is a lot of times, especially younger guys, you put pads on, they become bull in china shops, right? They just kind of fly around. It's like, can we play with our technique still now that the pads come on? And so that was the biggest thing, is the energy going to stay consistent and can the technique stay where it needs to be?
Joe, what have you seen from Tyrell Shavers so far, Ken?
Shaves is, his approach is where it needs to be. He's very accountable and he has a responsibility in the offense. Is you can move him around, he can play all positions, he always knows what he's going to do. And, you know, he's had some opportunities in here and he's made the most of them. But you know what you're getting with him and the consistency. And from a receiver position, any position, right, is the consistency is everything I always speak of. And so I've been pleased with how he's kind of started camp.
Joe, with Shavers, you went on further on that. I mean, he's looking at the depth chart that's got a lot of veteran guys who've played a lot of games in the NFL. His approach to that, how do you see his approach to that? Because he's a young guy who hasn't done anything in the league yet. It's really a tough mountain to climb. But what are you liking about what you're seeing from that perspective?
Yeah, I think, you know, we try to tell them that there is no mountain right now. We don't have a depth chart, right? You know, the positions, like, we go out to practice. Today's a third and long day, right? So you're going 30 straight snaps, a third and seven plus. So there's going to be guys in there, a lot of guys rolling with the ones. Some of that is just because of legs, and you can't consistently go with it. And so I don't want our guys kind of looking at and saying, hey, am I getting enough reps with the ones? Am I getting enough reps with the twos? We're trying to be intentional about – are you getting these routes? And some of it is with Josh, but some of it is like, hey, I want to make sure you go down on this field so I can get these two plays with you that I need to get Josh maybe some other plays. So to me, a guy like Shaves and, you know, the rest of the receivers, they're not kind of worried about, you know, the who they're getting with and where they're getting with and how the depth chart gets. It's like, hey, I got to make sure I'm getting these plays and I feel comfortable learning the offense and the rest will take care of itself. So if they're thinking about that, they're probably going to struggle out here.
Outside of a couple fumbles, Ray Davis has had a pretty good camp. What have you seen from him?
You know, fumbles is a big thing.
Yeah.
His demeanor, he's as mature as they come. It's so important to him. You know, football is everything, and he understands how important the football is, and you know, putting those on the ground obviously impacted him. But what I liked is, I talked last time about when guys make mistakes, you can tell about how your team is. By how they respond and everything, and you watch him, and he's able to move on to the next play. Now, obviously, in a game, you fumble, they get the ball, you're having to go to the sideline, but I think a lot of guys, especially young guys, have a tendency when they make a mistake, they let mistakes breed mistakes, and it kind of bleeds into the next plays, and he's able to take a deep breath and obviously be frustrated, but all right, this next opportunity is another one, and so I've been pleased with how he's, I'm saying pleased a lot already, but I've liked how he's played and practiced.
Did you see much, what did you see from him in short yardage, and do you have someone who can be better than Josh, or is besides Josh, who can be great in short yardage?
Yeah, I mean, I think what is a short yardage running back? Some of it is scheme, you got to get 1 yard, short yardage is one of those plays that, efficiency wise, if I call a run play on first and 10 and I get 1 yard, we're feeling pretty bad about ourselves. But on third and one, I call the exact same play. If we get 1 yard, I'm feeling good. So some of that is just hats, hat on hats in the blocking game. I think from a running back, as long as they're able to, drive their legs and play physical, it doesn't matter the size of the back. And, I feel confident with Jimbo all the way down that if it's third and one, we can give him the football, they'll be able to get a yard.
I know it's early, but have you been impressed by the offensive line depth so far? And if so, why?
I always say offensive line. I love hanging with the offensive line, being in the offensive line room, just how cohesive they are and how they communicate, and how when you go out to practice, you can see, when the older guys are going, or quote unquote the ones. I hate calling the ones right now, just because everybody's kind of working, but they're coaching the younger guys. Even guys that are veterans that might be working with the twos and threes are still communicating and coaching. We're all pushing each other, and that's how we're going to be able to have success. I joked with the guys yesterday, finally when the pads come on, we had some one-on-ones, they had a lot of success, and I was like, I might as well just drop it back every snap. But I'm liking how they're working, and Coach Cromer, you guys know how I feel about Coach Cromer and how great of a job he does with them, but it shows on the field that they care about each other, and the depth really helps. We were fortunate last year with how we were able to make it all year with those guys being healthy, but we know that in the NFL that's tough, and so we feel confident in just continuing to develop the guys behind them that we'll be able to have success whoever's in there.
We really haven't seen Zach Davidson for 2 years, practice squad and then the injury. Seems like he's out here making some plays. Can you tell us a little bit more about him? That seems like a healthy competition at tight end.
Yeah, Zach just flies around. He knows one speed, and it's a lot of fun to watch. He, going through OTAs, coming off of an ACL, and he didn't have a brace. He was moving like it's impressive how he was able to recover and go out there and be able to still play at the speed that he plays with. Football is so important to him. He loves it, and when he flies around out there, you're able to see it. And when he has opportunities, he has a unique skill set, and it's a lot of fun watching him and continue to develop and go. Coach Boris has done an unbelievable job with him, but he's putting a lot of time. When he was hurt, he didn't sit there and say, hey, I'm hurt. It was like, hey, how can I get ready so next year when it comes, I'm gonna know what I'm going to do, and he's made the most of it.
Joe, how do you go about gauging Travis Layton, a guy who's new to this game?
Yeah, it's interesting, Coach, we always talk, hey, you remember, like me personally, I remember my first time putting on pads and the excitement, but also a little bit of anxiety, right? And you always try to remind the guys on the first day of pads and training camp that it's like, hey, take it back to your first day. Well, that was his first day, but he went out there in a one-on-one rep, and it was a great rep. And seeing the guys, how they respond to him, he's not going to be perfect right now, but he's working at it. He has the right approach, and the guys are helping him. And so as long as him not trying to compare himself to Deion Dawkins right now and just saying, hey, I might not have won that rep, but man, I used this technique that I haven't used. To us, that's the big thing, and that's what's been exciting about him.
Are you guys picking up any English phrases or no?
I honestly, half the time I don't really understand what he's saying. But he's especially after a play when he's, you know, all, you know, everything's going fast. But no, I'm not. It's tough. We got offensive lineman last name Britton, and then we have sometimes you just got to understand who you're talking to.
With Deion Dawkins, he's already so established as a leader on this team, as his caliber of play. What are you looking for him with this year just to take another step, or what are you trying to see when you evaluate Deion?
Yeah, I want, you know, I love Deion's demeanor and the way that he plays the game, and you saw an improvement's the right way, but the maturity element of him, just the way that the day in and day out, taking care of his body and the way that he was able to perform last year and just being able to say that consistency out on training camp. Like, it's obviously hot days out here. It's a grind, you know. Today he's going to get, you know, Von Miller rushing at him 30 straight snaps. Like, but just continuing to just, hey, that mindset that, like, hey, I'm an elite tackle in this league and I don't need help. You don't need to give me a jam or anything like that, and I'm going to lock it down. And and when I say I challenge it, it's not because he doesn't have that mindset, but just making sure he knows that, hey, you're one of the best in this league, and you got to have an all-pro mindset at all given times. And I believe he has that, but just keep reminding him to it.
Joe, with Connor McGovern, how have you seen him adapt to his new role? And the ball's been on the ground a few times on snaps. Is that a concern at this time of camp?
Yeah, Connor, I mean, he's so natural at the center position. He's such an elite communicator, that's so important as a center. Being able to get everybody on the same page. You know, we play so many games on the road, and being able to talk, and he does a great job in the room just leading. Balls on the ground are always going to be a concern. Like, to me, you never just kind of, you know, push it aside. But that's expected, you know, too. And they're staying after practice, doing before. Some of it is just different, you know, them getting on the same page, and you're changing snap counts, and you're now going in pads against some guys. So I'm not concerned about it. I don't like when balls are on the ground, but nothing that's, I think, out of the norm.
So what have you seen out of MDS so far, a guy that's played in a lot of big games? What have you seen so far at camp from him?
Yeah, he's working. He wasn't here when we put in the beginning of the system, right? And so seeing him, it's been a lot of fun, especially the last couple of days of like, hey, I want to make sure I'm gonna go down to the blue field so I can get you more reps. You know, it's the frequency. It's like I was a rep guy. And a lot of receivers, it's like, it's one thing to know what you're doing, but hey, go down and let me go out there and feel it and get the vibe of the offense and some of the routes. And, you know, so, you know, a guy that's one of your older guys, he's going down on the field with some of the rookies, but it has nothing to do with performance. It's more of like, I want to make sure you get these plays and you're getting enough time on task to be able to feel and kind of roll. Does a great job in the room. You know, you got him and Matt Collins, two veterans that have experienced it, played with it, are able to talk. Hey, guys, this is how I'm seeing it. Hey, this type. So really pleased with how he's going up here. I know, you know, I'd love to try to find the ball a little more to him, but like I talked, I'm not concerned with targets right now. You know, if the ball are going to, you know, we do throw it to you, I want you to come down with it, but I'm not concerned with, you know, production right now as much of people are doing their jobs.
Hey, Joe, do you like the way Alec Anderson seems to really irritate?
He seems like an irritant.
Yeah.
Do you like that about him?
Yeah, no, it's a, you know, he's a, I think the more years he goes by, he might start to realize that you probably don't need a fight but every day. But if I had to put money on day one, it was going to be him. And, you know, but he doesn't blink, and it's his personality. And it's way easier to tell a guy to, hey, back off than to bite, you know. And I never have to worry about him biting.
Yeah. He's got some versatility. He seems like he's a guy that's got a good chance to maybe do something.
Yeah, no, he showed last year, and to all these guys, right, it's a new year, and it's another opportunity. Hey, how are you going to continue to develop and take another step? And sometimes there's a vision for a guy one year, and it's, hey, make the football team now. Hey, can you become a valuable, you know, member on this? Hey, can you play, you know, center in the guard positions and be able to be a swing? You know, he's got the right approach, as we just talked about, and he's really working the technique that Chrome kind of teaches. And so great competition in there, and enjoying watching him play.
There he is, Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator, who spoke before practice today live here at St. John Fisher University for Buffalo Bills training camp.
Yeah, no depth chart. I want to make that clear. So we'll get one soon enough. you know, you better believe there's going to be one that's going to be coming out August 10th against the Bears, which now we can say, Danger, with 100% certainty that Caleb Williams is going to make his pro debut in Buffalo.
Most likely, yeah. The Chicago Bears fan also remembers another quarterback making his Bears debut in Buffalo. That was the Jay Cutler preseason game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of trivia.
I remember going to that game as well. So that'll be that'll be coming up here on August 10th. So the remainder of the schedule here for the Bills, no practice tomorrow, an off day. Thursday morning, practice returns to St. John Fisher. And then Friday, you have the blue and the red at Highmark Stadium. So the rest of the week is tied up, and a day off on Saturday before a return to practice on Sunday, I believe.
Correct? Yeah, Sunday is going to be a little later, and then Monday closed to the public. Following Tuesday off, Wednesday full practice, Thursday the Buffalo 500.
Everybody gets out of here.
Everybody like, okay, let's wrap it up and send it back.
Not you, it's me. We got to get out of here. See ya! You know what? We say it every year. It goes by really fast, and hopefully you're a fan who's been able to get out to St. John Fisher for at least one practice to take it all in, because it's a great event for our community, and I really take a lot of pride in the idea that we have this in our backyard.
I think it's funny. Like, we're doing this. What do they do off hours? You hear them doing some power wash.
Oh, nothing more satisfying.
Yeah.
Except when you're trying to do a radio show and you hear the power wash going in the background. But look, they have to get it done. So
it's
the job needs to get done. We shouldn't stand in the way of that.
It's one person carrying the motor, the other person carrying the hose, and then the actual power washer with the gun there.
Satisfying. So, yeah. Almost as satisfying as laying down some weed and feed the morning that you know you're going to get some rain. I don't know anybody who does that.
Tonight, a little hit and miss, though, bud.
I think in East Hilton, we got some.
You got some.
We got some rain in East Hilton. Mother Nature sprinkler doing its job for me here. I haven't put up the sprinkler once this year, Gino. I know you're in a different ballgame. You were hosting people for a grad party. You needed to get that sprinkler.
I had to, yeah. Like, we've called off the dog since then.
Yeah?
So we're dealing with vacation, let it kind of burn out.
We're dealing with straw at the Patagonia household. All right, we're going to take a break here. No more lawn talk. We will... We'll get to Jim Miller, Sirius XM NFL Radio. Love catching up with Jim Miller and the aforementioned Bears who are coming in for that first preseason game for the Buffalo Bills on the 10th. You know what? I mean, every year when we talk to Jim Miller, I have to have him indulge me because he covers the Bears. He's on the Bears broadcaster in the preseason. Tell me how they look as well. So we'll get a little preview of the Bills' first preseason opponent coming up here on the 10th, Chicago Bears. We'll also get his overall observations from this Buffalo Bills roster and what he saw at practice today during Bills camp. Jim Miller, Sirius XM NFL Radio's Moving the Chains. Stopping by the Sports Bar next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Practice number 6 complete for the Buffalo Bills. There was some concern today as offensive lineman Alec Anderson taken to a local hospital with signs of heat exhaustion. The Buffalo Bills say he's expected to be released this afternoon. Safety Cole Bishop leaving practice early with an injury. On the positive side, Deion Dawkins says Von Miller is
Vaughn
back.
Is Vaughn. I don't know if y'all see what's going on, but they better watch out. 40's back. 40 is back. And 40 has his aura back. And Vaughn is Vaughn. And just let the story play.
Prior to practice, the Bills bringing in a veteran safety. Kareem Jackson has 15 years of experience in Houston and Denver to make room the team releasing linebacker Shane Simon. Olympic news, United States women. The gymnastics team wins the gold. Wins are home tonight against Omaha. We're live from Bills camp. Gene Battaglia, the Fan
bar.
Rochester.
You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, the Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day 6, and our annual visit with SiriusXM NFL Radio's Jim Miller stopping by the sports bar. Jim, thanks for making time for us.
Always good to be with you guys this time of year. It's great.
Yeah, it's one stop after another. So where have you been so far? And I know you're headed to Detroit tonight. Here.
Yeah, been to the Bears, been to New England yesterday. Bills today, we'll hit Lions tomorrow, then Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Then we'll come back up, hit the Jets, see how they're going to fare this year, and then we'll start on our Southern tour. So we'll hit about 18 camps.
Now, indulge me. It's our annual visit. You know what I'm going to ask you. You've already been to Bears camp. How do they look?
Pretty good. Pretty good. That could be one of the best secondaries in the league.
Yeah, defensively, I'm not too worried.
Yeah. How they probably need one more pass rusher, and they probably need one more D tackle. But offensively, Keenan Allen, they've insulated that young quarterback very nicely, and he looks to be legit.
Well, how do you manage that then? Because we're going to see Thursday night. I haven't heard if they're actually going to play him or not. But
they're discussing it today. I got on because I'll actually be here calling the game for the Bears.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, of course, I want him to play. But he says he's ready to go. And I think when I interviewed Matt Eberflus, he said we're not apprehensive to play him. Because in the past, they didn't play Justin, and they felt it hurt him. You know, he wasn't ready. So I think they'll give him some work.
Jim Miller joining us here from SiriusXM's NFL Radio. Give us your observations from practice today.
I'll tell you what, Brandon Bean, this guy, you know, in the world we live in professional sports with these quarterback salaries and cap situations and how they're able to massage him, because here, what is this? This is, I remember when the deal broke here a few years ago, the $260 million deal for Josh Allen, and I think we know there's going to be consequences from that. You know, Stephon Diggs, Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis, you know, and some safeties that I think people have fallen in love here in Buffalo. But I give Brandon Bean a lot of credit, you know, to re-sign Taylor Rapp. The offensive line, I think, still is very much intact. I don't think Mitch Morse, I think he's a good player, but I think Connor McGovern would be able to fill in there just fine. I think they'll be able to run the ball. I like the set of receivers they signed. I think you're really going to like this Keon Coleman, who they drafted. I know a guy who coached at Michigan State before he transferred down to Florida State. This guy's just a tremendous player. They were off page on one play that I saw today. I think Keon should have stayed on the move because it was man, but he hooked up and Josh talked to him after. But, you know, that development's going to come along. It's going to take time. But the other guys are veterans. You know, he should get a pretty good relationship with Curtis Samuel right away. I think it'll blossom pretty quickly with Valdes-Scantling. And I know the tight ends. He's good with the tight ends. And I like this running back, James Cook. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big change, though, not having Diggs, who, you know, the last 4 years was only second to Devontae Adams in terms of targets that were putting in that. So how do you think this offense actually – or how does Josh actually kind of evolve this year?
I personally think it's with how well you ran the ball down the stretch, and I think 12 personnel is your best – personnel grouping. You know, you look at Kincaid. What do you have? 73 receptions last year, a couple of touchdowns. I mean, he's technically almost a wideout, you know, is what he is. And, you know, because it's going to take time for Keon to come along. And, you know, I think the two tight end sets and the running game could you know, basically continue this offense to be the high-scoring offense it's been. People forget, since 2020, everybody talks about Kansas City. This is the highest-scoring offense. They average over 28 points a game. Since 2020. So,
and they may need that when you consider the changes to defense. You mentioned the safeties, and you had a chance to talk to Taylor Rapp earlier today. We talked to him last year at camp, his first year with the Buffalo Bills. I left that conversation impressed with him, and I imagine that a year in the system now and understanding that playbook has him out there with the ones on a consistent basis. In fact, he feels like the one constant in that secondary.
It's just interesting, you know, for him. You know, as players, some players, you know, if you're fortunate enough to play in one place, you know, God bless you. But I've had to play in a lot of places. But certain places, I felt like when I arrived there, like I'm going to do well here. Like I'm going to fit in well and things are going to work out. And it sounds like that's how this went for Taylor. He said, you know, here I'm from the University of Washington, played all the way out there, and here I come to Buffalo. He said it couldn't have been a better growing experience for both me and my wife. And so he was doing cartwheels to sign up when they offered him. He knew this is where he wanted to be. And to find that spot, and it sounds like he's in a good situation. And, you know, and he's the type of guy, give Sean McDermott a lot of credit and Brandon Bean. They seem to target certain guys that fit their culture, that seem to, you know, do well here and are well-liked and everybody is welcomed, you know, with open arms.
We're talking to Jim Miller, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM. One of the guys you talked to today, Von Miller, and we're having a tough time kind of figuring out what the expectation should be. What's your read on Von?
I think he's in a good place mentally. You know, I've been in a situation like him where I just was not ready. You know, I was trying to push myself. I played. I was miserable. I couldn't make the plays that I knew I could make. And, you know, so it's tough. You know, that's tough. It's tough for him. We knew he wasn't right. He didn't have any basically sack totals or statistics at all. But he seems like he's in a good place mentally when I talk to him. And I think you saw a couple of plays in the blitz period where he showed it, especially the one where he made Josh Allen escape out of the pocket to the left. And he kind of hawked him, I thought. So I like where Von's at mentally.
When you talk about that and you have the experience, Von's probably going through it right now. You're a veteran player. You've been in the league a long time. You just can't do the things you used to do. Well, how frustrating is that for you as a player?
I mean, it's true. You don't want to be a guy that lets the other guys down in the locker room. Guys play with a lot of things, you know, bumps, bruises. Some guys play with breaks, torn tendons and things like that. And guys truly want to give it up for their brothers in the locker room. And I think Von is one of those guys. He's an old school guy. He knows he's a leader here. You're going to have to push through things as a player, and that's what he elected to do. And he just said, "Hey, I wasn't right the whole time." And I think now he's really gone back, reflected on, and got himself physically where he needs to be.
Jim, when we look at the division, I mean, we almost forget, hey, the Bills were pushed to the limit last year. That came down to Sunday Night Football in Week 18. How do you size up Buffalo versus the division this year?
Yeah, I mean, Miami is better. Obviously, you got to believe the Jets are going to be better with Rodgers. I mean, come on, the Zach Wilson, that's just I can't even believe what unfolded last year there. And, yeah, I think overall the division, I think it's tougher. I think this team has got to gel together pretty quickly. Like I said, I like the pieces on the lines of scrimmage that are there. Some skill position players got to come together. And that'll take a little bit of time, I think. But I still think that they're too talented of a team when you look at Buffalo. And you have the best quarterback in the division. I mean, people can say, oh, he's got too many turnovers. I get that when people say that. But go look up at his touchdowns. And where would this team be without Josh Allen? I mean, he's kind of like a Brett Favre type of player that he can get away with a lot of things because, you know, the over 175 touchdowns, and I think the stat was he's got 75 turnovers since 2020, which is the most in the NFL. But I will say this, Buffalo wouldn't even be in these games without this guy. I did your game 2 years ago, Thanksgiving Day. You came in Detroit. You guys had 450 yards of offense, and he had 400 of it. And you scored on a two-play, 50-yard bomb to Diggs, and then a dump down. No, then he ran it for a first down for a chip shot field goal for the win. Two plays, game over.
Yeah.
But the guy does so much. My point is, yeah, the ball is going to get in harm's way because out of 450 yards of offense, this guy is responsible for 400 of it. Yeah. It's all going through him.
Yeah.
You know, 15 rushing touchdowns, the over 40 touchdown passes. I mean, it's incredible what this guy's doing, man.
You're painting a very nice and rosy picture for Buffalo Bills fans, but when you widen the lens and you look at the AFC, there's Kansas City. Now, is there a team in the AFC that you think can challenge Kansas City and get to that next level, get to the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, Cincinnati, obviously, Burrow's given Kansas City fits. You know, the AFC's kind of, they got all these young guns that are loaded up with, you know, obviously Lamar and Allen and Herbert, and now you got Trevor Lawrence getting his big deal, and, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Herbert, like I mentioned. But, man, there's a lot of young guns here. And I still think between Josh and Patrick, to me, they're still – those two are the top tier. Actually, Pat and I went through and did our grades. We gave them a perfect score, both. But people are upset about that. They don't like that. They're splitting hairs. He's an 11. Well, what's an 11? No, he's a 12. Okay.
Jim, I'm going to be curious to get your thoughts on what you're going to observe tomorrow, because if you look at the NFC side, Detroit, a team that, okay, we were interested in, my gosh, they were right on the doorstep. So now expectations are raised coming off that disappointment in the San Francisco game. What are you expecting when you visit that camp?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I live in Detroit, so expectation is through the roof. Lions fans have never experienced a season or the draft the way they experienced it here this past spring. So Lions fans are all in. They're all in on Jared Goff. Obviously he earned that new contract there, and when you get good, you're going to pay big players, and among your St. Brown, the players that they paid have been very good players for Brad Holmes and the Detroit Lions. I do think they have the best roster in that division. Their O-line by far is, to me, the best O-line in that division. Quarterback play, I would say Jared Goff is the best quarterback in that division. We'll see where those young bucks all settle in when they grow up. But defensively, I think they did what they needed to do. They got secondary players, and they got another upfront player interiorly. And I think Lions, if they can get James Houston healthy, because he never got healthy to provide pass rush towards the end of the year. But secondary in the pass rush, but to me, the Lions are going to be a legit team.
Jim, know how busy you are, and for you to take a couple minutes out of your show to join us here in the sports bar and talk football with us is an absolute treat. Enjoy doing it every year.
Well, thank you guys. Always
appreciate
enjoy doing
you,
it. Yep, thank you guys. Good luck this year.
There's Jim Miller, SiriusXM NFL Radio, stopping by the sports bar earlier today. Here live from St. John Fisher University Buffalo Bills training camp on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. And our coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and also Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com.
I don't think the Dolphins got better this year.
Interesting.
Tell me what they did on the defensive side of the ball.
They lost their
best player in Wilkins, and they lost Vic Fangio.
Yeah. I see a team that has struggled to compete with good NFL teams and is beaten up on bad NFL teams during the Mike McDaniel era of Dolphins football. And I need to see it with my eyes to believe that they're going to be anything other than that. They need to start beating some quality teams for me to start thinking, oh, the Dolphins are going to be something. Now, maybe Tua has a new level of confidence going into this year with his extension and a belief that at least for the next 3 years or so, he's the guy there in Miami. And certainly they've built a roster that caters to his strengths. So I give them credit for that. But, man, their record against winning teams with Mike McDaniel as their head coach is staggering. It's not impressive.
No, and look, the Bills have that short week, right? Week two, home opener, but then you got to go down to Miami and the heat and everything else. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if the Bills lost that game. I mean, it's a road game on a short week. Sometimes that'll happen. That doesn't mean anything. I think it's going to be a long season, and it might come down to week 18 once again.
We get to Bills general manager Brandon Bean next in the sports bar. If you missed our conversation with him from earlier today, we'll have that coming up for you next during happy hour in the sports bar. Lots of news to get to from today's session as well. Practice today, not without some injuries. We'll get to all of that in Gene's sports update. Plus, we'll get to a round of shots. Oh, by the way, Major League Baseball's trade deadline is just over an hour from now. We'll get you caught up on everything that's happened as far as players moving from team to team here in advance of the 6 o'clock deadline. That's all coming up here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia as we continue live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 oh, yeah. FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.